All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Neil Armstrong reporting their roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
And a very good time of the day to you joining us today, wherever you are in the universe. I really hope you've been having a fantastic week. Well, I've been having a great one, and I mean, I'm so excited today. You know, I'm really looking forward to today's show. You surely have seen what we're discussing. It's hashtag Mars 2020, okay? That's the name of the mission, and I mean, there was just no way we were not going to speak about this, hey? There was no way we were not going to discuss this, hey? So, I mean, here we are, and I hope you are yearning for today's show, hey? I hope you're really looking forward to what we're going to be getting, to what we're going to be feeding ourselves about the mission, because I am, and this is the Void Show on Active FM. My name is Andrew, and I am your show host. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, the 18th of February, February 2021 marked the landing of the Perseverance rover on the Martian surface, hey, on the fourth planet, on the red planet, on Mars, hey. So, I mean, that's a big achievement. It really is a great achievement, you know. This year could have started on a bad note for most of the world, right? For the major part of the world. But I mean, if you start to shift your perspective, to look at other things, it, you know, might not have been a bad year after all. Hey, so the rover was launched off from Earth on July 2020. So July 2020, to the 18th of February 2021. That's approximately 7 to 8 months, right? So 7 to 8 months from Earth to Mars. That's a big achievement. And you know, maybe we should understand what is a rover first, right? a rover, that's it's a tool, okay? You might want to say a vehicle. It's okay. That moves across a foreign body, right? A foreign celestial body. It could be a planet. It could be an asteroid. Okay, but it moves there because it studies the world. Okay, it could be collecting samples of rocks, and we're going to be speaking about that today because that's essentially one of the, you know, objectives of the Perseverance rover. So that's why it's called a rover, because it's a vehicle. It's a tool that moves across the Martian surface with the objective to collect, to discover, to study the Martian surface in more depth, right? So that's what the rover is. And why do we say the Perseverance rover? There was essentially an outreach. A lot of people, more than 25,000 people, submitted essays on which name to choose for the rover, hey? And Perseverance was luckily chosen. And, you know, this essay was submitted by a very young kid, like 7 years old, around those ages, hey? Big cheers to him, right? So that's pretty much it. And that's pretty much it. And that's really essentially what we're going to be discussing. We're going to be speaking about some important information, you know, some important reasons behind the Perseverance rover, behind the hashtag Mars 2020 mission. So you do not want to miss this. Right after this, we're going to get it starting, right? I mean, off we would go. So stay tuned.
Active FM radio has never been better. At to the FM. Radio has never been better.
Great. Now, off you go, right? And by the way, here are the dates. The Perseverance rover was launched from Earth on the 30th of July, 2020. You know, on the 30th of July, 2020, in Florida. Yes, in Florida, from, you know, an Air Force station from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. That's when the Perseverance rover, hashtag Mars 2020 mission, was launched from Earth, of course. And the rover landed on Mars on the 18th of February 2021, right? So that's like eight months, right? The middle of those 2 months. And so it landed on Mars in a place called the Jezero Creator, right? It's a creator called Jezero, and that is said to be a site it's said to be a site of an ancient river delta in a lake that once filled the Jezero Creator. You get that? So it's a lake that once filled the Jezero Creator. So we can just simply say, the site called the Jezero Creator, right? So it's essentially going to be doing discoveries there. It's going to spend like 2 Earth years, right? Exploring the planet, right? Exploring the landing site. 2 Earth years. That's equal to like 1 Mars year, right? So that's really what it's going to do. And I mean, when it was launched, there was people, so there was an opportunity, you know, there was a chance for people to actually send their names to Mars, you know. I don't know if you did send in your name, but if you did, a big cheer, you know. There was a chance for people to sign in to, you know, get the tickets that their name's going to be Mars. So if you signed in with NASA, then you just know that your name landed on Mars. How cool is that? It's absolutely cool. So, I mean, this mission, hashtag Mars 2020, it's been all over the place. It's been all over the news. And, you know, you might be wondering, I mean, why Mars? I mean, we've got like 8 planets in the solar system, in our solar system, 8 planets. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, you know, you name them, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, right? So you might be wondering why Mars, like why would we even want to explore Mars? And the thing is, it's not really about Mars, like not Mars, you know. There have been missions to other planets as well, and even though sometimes they were not really about landing on Mars, you know, some of them were just about orbiting the planet, studying the planet through space, you know. There have been others where there were landings, okay? Countries like China, they've sent their probes, their spacecraft to Mars as well, right? So really it's different countries, different agencies, different administrations are sending rovers and new spacecrafts all over space, you know, to really study space. So it's not really the Mars thing, but maybe what we can say on the question of why Mars is because, and this is one crazy story, you know, it happened in like 1800s, you know, the thing is, Mars has always been seen as a place that could potentially be suitable for life, right? And I'll tell you what, around 1800s, you know, around the late 1800s, there were scientists around that time. And so here's what they did. They claimed that they saw fine lines, okay? Fine lines, and you'll understand what we mean by that. They claimed that they saw fine lines sort of crisscrossing Mars from Earth, right? That's what they claimed to have seen. These, a lot of fine lines from Earth. Obviously, you know, we observe Mars through a ground-based telescope. So they saw these fine lines crossing much of the Martian surface, right? And they named them the Canali. We've actually spoken about this on our the show that we did, All About Mars, right? That's what it was titled. So they saw these lines and they called them Canali, okay? And Canali, that's just an Italian name for the English name channels, okay, or grooves. So that's what that means. It means they kind of like saw water channels on Mars, okay? That's what it means. And so that, it created a widespread belief that there were intelligent beings on Mars who had built those canals. You know, who had built those canals. And I mean, that was it. You know, it began around those times where there was that belief that there should be an intelligent life form on Mars. Hence, there's always been this thing of Mars. We want to go to Mars. We want to go to Mars and to do that. But on the other hand, the reasons are basically to just explore the Martian surface, you know, to understand really what's happening there. So more on the Perseverance rover. And again, I'll tell you what, it's been a decade. It's really been decades, you know, like two decades. Scientists have been trying to explore the planet Mars, right? There's actually a space program. It's called NASA's Mars Exploration Program, right? And for the past two decades, I mean, a lot has been discovered. A lot has been discovered. But more on the Perseverance rover. There are key objectives of the Perseverance rover. And one key objective of the Perseverance rover is basically astrobiology, right? Astrobiology, astronomy, astrophysics, astrobiology. So it's two words, right? Remember when we described the word astronomy, what did we say? We said that astronomy, two words together, we've got astron and we've got nomos, okay? It's astron, that's a Greek word for a star. Then you've got nomos, that's a Greek word for laws, okay? So astronomy, stars, laws, we're studying physical laws that govern the celestial bodies, okay? That sets them in motion. Really what's happening about the laws that govern, like the law of gravity, you name them, okay? So the main objective of the Perseverance rover on Mars, that's what we call astrobiology. What does that mean? It's the biology, like, could there be life on, it's to assess ancient habitability, okay? It's to see if there were people living there. It's just to study the biology, if there were people living there in the past, you know. It's to seek signs of ancient life, right? It's to seek signs of the ancient life. That's like the main objective of the Perseverance rover. And another one, it's basically going to gather the rocks that are found on Mars. It's going to gather the rocks. It's going to look at the soil samples from Mars. It's going to take them and it's going to store them. Hey, it's going to take the rocks from Mars. It's going to take soil samples from Mars and it's going to store them. You know, it's going to store them, and future NASA missions will go to Mars and basically collect those soil samples and rocks, you know, that are taken by the Perseverance rover for a return on Earth, right? So that they could be analyzed, they could be studied really in much more great detail, right? So by that, we could just say one of the key objectives of the Perseverance rover, that's to basically explore the geology of Mars, okay? Or maybe the geology of the landing site, okay? I don't know what's happening with my speaking today. I don't know. Now, lastly, the one of the objectives of the Perseverance rover on Mars, that's to basically test. It's a good word. It's to test some technologies for the future human exploration, okay? Or maybe you can say for the future robotic exploration, okay? So those are key objectives of why we've got that that mission to Mars, okay? So what did we say? It's for astrobiology, and what we mean by that, we mean it's to seek signs of an ancient life, okay? Could there have been people living on Mars? That's like the key objective, okay? It's to seek ancient life, okay? It's to collect samples of rocks and soil for possible return on Earth so that they could be studied in more great detail, okay? And it's to test the technologies, okay? For what? For future robotic or for future human exploration, okay? So that's why. Those are some of the main reasons we've got that mission to Mars, okay? So it's possibly a time for a song, and I'm going to give you this beautiful jam, King of My Heart, Grace, by Grace and Corey Scarlett. Enjoy the song, and after this, we're going to be speaking about some crazy and cool things that this rover is going to be doing on Mars for, possible human exploration in the future. So stay tuned. Off My Heart by Grace and Corey Scarlett, playing on a radio station that is Active FM. Thank you so much for still being here. I mean, if you are still here, it means you are really loving what we're speaking about today. And of course, we are speaking about hashtag Mars 2020, a great achievement, right? It really is. Thank you so much for still being here. This is The Void Chill on Active FM. And my name is Andrew, and I am your show host. Now, there are a lot of interesting things that we could speak of that this rover has, okay? And I'm going to start telling one weird thing. For now, it might be a bit difficult what I'm trying to say is that Mars's atmosphere is like 95% of carbon dioxide. Okay, I mean, on Earth we've got like the different gases on Earth's atmosphere, right? We've got oxygen, that's probably 21%. We've got oxygen. We've got nitrogen, right? We've got carbon dioxide and other gases, and that's basically what makes life. That's what makes us breathe. You know, that's what really does. Okay, so you see, the thing is, in a nutshell, Earth's atmosphere is dominated by those gases, okay? Nitrogen and oxygen, right? But you see, when we start to speak about Mars, that's like 95% of carbon dioxide. 95% of carbon dioxide and other gases, that's like only faint traces of oxygen are there, probably like not 0.11%, you know. We've got a bit of nitrogen as well, like really faint traces of those gases. You've got water vapor, you know, and you've got these thin clouds. Mars is made of very, very, very thin atmosphere, you know, a very, very, very thin atmosphere, very thin clouds, but it's made in such a way that it can protect Mars from the radiation from space. You know, it's made in such a way that it's sufficient to really protect the planet from the radiation from space. So you also have these clouds from Mars, and you know, mainly they composed of dust. It's just dust, you know. That's why it's red, right? The red planet. I mean, you can essentially see it in the sky. Mars is like this red star, you know, red star. That's mainly because of the dust that it has, you know, the bit of snow crystals there, frozen water forms, you know. So that's pretty much it. And we sometimes it is believed that they come from volcanoes, right? Or maybe we could speak about condensed. That's the word, condensed. Atmospheric vapors, okay, that are really there. So that's pretty much it. And one thing that's interesting about this Perseverance rover is because it has what is called MOXIE, okay? It has what is called MOXIE, and it's essentially going to serve as a technology demonstration, okay? By the way, MOXIE, the Mars, M, oxygen, in situ resource utilization experiment. Okay, that's MOXIE, right? MOXIE, Mars oxygen in situ resource utilization experiment, right? That's pretty much it. And what it's gonna do is that it's going to produce oxygen from Mars. You know, it's gonna produce oxygen from the Mars atmosphere, right? So remember what really happens here on Earth. We breathe in oxygen, and so what I'm trying to say is that there's that interchange in between oxygen and carbon dioxide, right? Trees give us oxygen, we give trees carbon dioxide. So we can essentially say there's that interchange of these two gases, okay? So MOXIE is gonna basically do that, because Mars composes like 95% of carbon dioxide. So it's gonna use that to produce oxygen on the Martian surface, okay? And, I mean, we're not saying there's now going to be, like, you know, 50% of oxygen, right, on Mars. But this is going to, it's just a technology demonstration, okay, that will produce oxygen from the Martian atmospheres, the Martian atmospheric carbon dioxide. So that's pretty much it. And if this is successful, if this is successful, it's going to be very, very, very useful and helpful for future astronauts that are going to go to Mars. Okay. So the, what we call, propulsion mechanisms, by that we mean what sets, you know, what launches the rocket and all that stuff. The different propulsion mechanisms. And if the other one is called, and it's essentially been the one that's been used all over the, all the time. It's called, it's by liquid oxygen, okay? It's liquid oxygen propulsion mechanism. So if this is successful, and what we mean by this, we mean oxygen being produced on Mars, this is going to be very, very, very helpful for future astronauts on Mars, because they will be able to return to Earth easily, okay? They will be able to return to Earth easily. And I mean, that's just one thing that I wanted to share with you. I mean, it's absolutely amazing, okay? It's absolutely amazing. And it's not only that, I mean, there's a lot of technology that went with the Perseverance rover. You know, there are cameras there, you know, SuperCam, they are there, and SuperCam, it's an instrument, you know, that can provide imaging of the chemical composition, right, of the Martian surface. There are machines that basically can scan the habitable environments on Mars. You know, there's crazy and interesting stuff that went with this rover. Okay, they are like, what's this? I'm trying to think of it. It's called MasterCam Z. You know, the advanced camera systems. You know, really, really advanced camera systems with incredible potential of zooming things. Okay, with incredible potential of zooming things. So pretty much interesting things that are there. And also the Perseverance rover carried an object, or maybe let me say a helicopter called Ingenuity, a helicopter called Ingenuity. And I mean, it's going to be used for a lot of other things as well. You know, it's going to be doing a lot of other things as well. It's a helicopter. You know, it's called the Mars helicopter, a very small aircraft. You know, and it went to the surface of the Red Planet, basically attached to the belly of the Perseverance rover, and its mission, what it's going to do there, it's completely independent of the rover's mission. You know, so it's having its mission. And you know, it's the first powered flight. You know, it's the first powered flight, and basically what it's gonna do, I don't know what's happening with my speaking today, but basically what it's gonna do, it's gonna test the powered flight right into that thin atmosphere. You know, we know that the Mars is having a very low gravity. You know, and so it might be a bit difficult for the aircraft to lift off from the surface. So things like that are going to be tested, and that's pretty much it. You know, it's also going to test the flying technology, you know, and yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it for today. And I mean, I really hope that you learned a lot of stuff. I mean, I absolutely did. And yeah, right after this, we'll be closing.
Active, active, active worshiper. Active, active, oh, hey. worship. You can find us on the gram, you feel me? Instagram at Acts of Worship. We on books, you feel me? Facebook, click the follow since you're in it. Keep listening. Apple Music, oh, it got you dancing. Keep streaming. Spotify, it got you smiling. Keep streaming. Oh, and Deezer, got your moves looking easy, cause we cool like that. Search Acts of Worship and listen, cause we cool like that. Christ music is hot music.
Check out the amazing music via Active Worship on all platforms.
And apparently we have reached the end of the Void show today. I enjoyed the show and I hope that you learned stuff about the Perseverance rover. A lot of difficult terms, a lot of technology that's involved there, right? It's more of the engineering side, you know, that made that possible, right? And we can just say a lot of fields are involved there. You know, astronomy, astrophysicists are involved there. You know, astrobiologists and engineering. You know, so it's really exciting. And I mean, if you enjoyed our show for today, please share it out. You know, go on our social media pages to share the show out. And so from us, the Void Show on Active FM, we'll definitely be seeing you again next time, same place.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at Active FM.
Instagram at Active FM 777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
FM. Radio has never been better.